very pleased at this time to be joined by Fred Van Vliet of the Raptors, fresh off the morning shoot-around. Fred, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We greatly appreciate it. You guys beat Boston, and the Celtics left town with Kyrie Irving saying this is the best second unit in the NBA. Brad Stevens saying this is the type of second unit, the Raptors' second unit, that doesn't just beat other teams' second units. It's capable of beating other teams' starters. What does it feel like when you have people like that talking you guys up as much as they are?
Yeah, it feels good. Obviously, you know, it's always nice to get that respect from your peers and obviously from opposing coaches. And it's something that we've held true to our hearts, you know, since the summertime, that we wanted to be one of those units. You know, coming into the year, that was everybody's question mark, was what was the bench going to be like? And, you know, we kind of took that personal and made it our own thing that we wanted to be one of the top second units in the NBA. So still working, it's still a work in progress. One game against the Celtics doesn't solidify anything. We understand it's a long season, and we just want to continue growing, you know, to work up into the playoffs.
One of the points Kyrie made that I found really interesting, Fred, was, you know, he said, look, there are other second units in the league that are good second units. But he said, you watch the Raptors, and he said, they can plug DeMar DeRozan in with four other guys in the second unit, and they can, you know, there's no fall off. They can kind of play up to DeMar's level. Or they plug in Kyle, there's no fall off. It works together. Or they put Kyle and DeMar on the court at the same time with other guys from the second unit, and there's no fall off. And I think what Kyrie was saying is, that, you know, that gets important in the playoffs, because now if you're coaching against you guys, you see the second unit in there. You can't assume that DeMar and Kyle aren't going to be out there with you guys. And I'm just wondering, you know, how hard is it, or how much adapting do you guys have to do when Kyle or DeMar are in the game? Or is it more they almost adapt to you guys?
Yeah, I think the great thing about this year is that we've had a lot of interchangeable pieces, and that was one of the things we talked about this summer, was just having interchangeable pieces, kind of positionless basketball, free-flowing, moving offensively. You know, defense will take care of itself. You just got to try really hard, obviously, and pay attention to the game plan. But offensively, having those guys who can change, and I think DeMar and Kyle have done an unbelievable job of being unselfish this year. And so when they do come in with guys from the second unit, they adapt to us and we adapt to them, and it just works. And the way we've been running our offense, everybody can play every position, so it makes the transition a little bit easier. But I just think we got a lot of guys on the bench who could start for a lot of other teams in the NBA, and that goes a long way.
Fred, with the increased playing time and the increased responsibility, how have you had to, and not to mention, by the way, a new child, and congratulations. How have you had to adapt to all those things? Because, you know, I can think back to when we had our child, and I mean, sleep was at a premium, and now you're also getting a lot of playing time, and you're getting, you know, big minutes. How have you been able to adapt to that?
I think just, you know, your off the court habits have to be in order. Like you said, you got to take care of sleep when possible. So me and my lady and family, we gotta. Special routine that we're still trying to figure out, and there's no easy way, obviously, with a newborn. But before that, you know, you're eating, your diet, the way you're living, what's your lifestyle like, and that's been the biggest thing for me, is just with all this extra playing time and responsibility, opportunity, just making sure that I'm taking care of myself off the court. And then my preparation is the exact same as it was last year on the court, and that's one thing that's helped me, is there's been no change. Even though I wasn't playing last year, I approached every day as if I was playing 20, 25 minutes, so this year when I'm actually getting those minutes, you know, I'm already prepared.
What are the lessons you learned last year that you took over to this year? I'm thinking of maybe, you know, playing from 905, lessons from Jerry, things of that nature. What lessons stuck with you? And, you know, do you find yourself relying on those things this year as well?
Yeah, I think just, you know, in this game, it's such a long season that you can kind of get caught in the flow of the year and just kind of be flowing out there. But I think last year, having to sit out and not being able to play as much as I wanted to, having to do 905 and those things that came with it, I got a different sense of hunger. And I'm already a motivated guy, but now every time I step on the court, I carry that with me in terms of, like, I really try to play every game like it's my last and play with that passion and energy and, you know, that fight every time I step on the court. And and it carries you when you don't shoot the ball well or make a stupid turnover here and there. That passion and energy is going to carry you most nights.
One of the points that the Celtics broadcast made, and I listened to their game a little bit when I was at the ACC, they were talking about you in particular, and it was, I can't remember who the color guy was, but he was making the point that he liked the fact, he said, you pass, and I wrote this down, he said, you pass as the defense is moving towards you, whereas some guys wait until the defense moves before they pass. Is that something you've always done? Like, is that something that came naturally in college? You know, maybe because you're a little undersized, have you always kind of used that as a way of maybe sort of augmenting that?
Yeah, I think I've always been a pure point guard, and from day one, just being naturally gifted in the sense of having basketball IQ to where the game is moving slow, and I can see the plays happening. I watch a ton of film, so I kind of know what the defenses are going to do. And then you just got to be aggressive and have basketball instinct. So I think when you're, like you said, when you're the aggressor and I'm proactive with the ball versus being reactive to what they're going to do, it allows me to dictate and, you know, just being unselfish and being in attack mode. I'm able to find guys and spots. But I kind of try to take whatever the defense presents and, you know, move the ball. You know, sooner is better than later, obviously.
Hey, trade deadline is today. What's the mood like around the team? Is it any different today than yesterday?
No, not really. Guys may be a little bit more quiet today. You never know, but it's early too, so maybe guys are just sleepy, but I'm sure everybody's thinking about it. I think we're in a good position this year versus where we were last year. Two polar opposites, so the mood is good. We're just trying to get ready for our game tonight. Whatever happens in between now and whatever the deadline is, I don't even know what time it is. That stuff will take care of itself.
Hey, Fred, listen, we really appreciate you joining us today. It's an awful lot of fun watching you guys play this year. It always has been, but man, the second unit is a treat to watch. It's an awful lot of fun watching you run the floor and run the show when you're out there. So keep it rolling. Congratulations on a terrific season so far. And again, congratulations on fatherhood as well.
All right. Thank you guys so much.